The theme this month is, and he prayed. Now, let me ask you a question here tonight. Think about it for a second. How many here tonight want to remain a spiritual toddler? Nobody's hand should go up, right? Remember, a physical toddler is the center of its own little world. It's about me, myself, and I. But in the physical realm, a mature adult is giving back to others. A mature adult is giving back to society. A mature adult is paying his taxes. So how many, rather than staying in spiritual toddlerhood, would rather mature into spiritual adulthood? I think everybody's hand should go up, right? All right. One of the primary ways to mature in your Christian walk, to mature spiritually in your walk with God, is by prayer. One of the primary ways to mature spiritually, to mature in your walk with God, is by prayer. Now, what is prayer? What is prayer? There's so many definitions of prayer. But prayer simply is two-way communication with God. Say it with me tonight. Prayer is two-way communication with God. All right, in the natural realm. In the natural realm, if you want to grow in your relationship with your spouse, there has got to be two-way communication, right? So if you do or say something that irritates her, let her talk and listen. Process what she says and then respond appropriately, pleasantly, and vice versa. If he does something that irritates you, or you do something that irritates her, it's got to be done the same way. You've got to listen to each other. Is that making sense? Listen, process what the other person is saying, then respond appropriately. And it's the same way with God. What's going on in your life right now? God wants to hear about it. Talk to God about it. To grow in your relationship with the Almighty God, you've got to communicate with Him in prayer. Tell Him what's bothering you. Tell Him what you're needing. He's going to listen. He's going to listen. He's going to process, and then He is going to respond to you. You know, by praying to God, by communicating verbally to God, you are showing God that you believe He exists, and you're showing Him that you believe that He hears you. What does it say in Hebrews 11:6? It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You see, when you pray to God verbally, when you're sharing with God verbally, you're telling God, you're showing God that you believe that he exists. Is that making sense here tonight? Let's see what Jesus says about prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And Jesus says, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Actually, let's jump down to verse 5. It talks about giving to the needy, but we're going to jump down to verse 5 of Matthew chapter 6. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So that's the key scripture here tonight. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Jesus says, do not be like the pagans, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So let me ask you this question here tonight. Think about this for just a moment. If God knows what you need before you ask him, then why does he require prayer from us? Good question, right? If God knows what you need before you even ask him, then why does he require prayer? Think about that for a moment. Humility, that's a good one, all right? To develop our dependence upon him. to develop the awareness of our need for him and his miraculous interventions in our lives. God requires prayer, even though he knows what you need, to show him by our verbal communication in prayer that we believe that he exists. When you pray to God, you're telling God, you're showing God that you've got faith in him. When you pray to God verbally and share your concerns, you share your needs, you're telling God that you believe that he exists. You're telling God that you trust him. It develops your dependence upon the Almighty God. So my question to you tonight is this: what do you need God to do in your life? What are you facing in your life right now? James chapter 5. The main scripture, James chapter 5, this is what he writes. He says this, in verse 13, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. That's the key. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Verse 17 of James chapter 5. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. We're talking about the prayer of faith tonight. Again, he prayed in verse 18, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. In verse 15 of James chapter 5, what does he say? That prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. Prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. Remember what I said just a few moments ago. What is prayer? Prayer is a verbal expression of your faith in God, creator of heaven and earth. Because if you don't believe that someone exists or that something exists, you're not going to pray. You're not going to communicate to him or about it. But if you really believe that God exists and you really believe that God hears you, then you'll do what? You will pray. See, Elijah of the Old Testament expressed his strong faith in God by what? He prayed and then it rained. He expressed his strong faith in God by what? By prayer. And the heavens gave their rain and the earth produced its crops. Is that making sense? Say it with me tonight. Prayer is evidence. It's showing God that I've got faith in him. That I'm dependent upon him. That I trust him to intervene miraculously in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody once said, it seems that God does nothing except someone prays. It seems that God does nothing except someone prays. Now listen to this quote about prayer from the speaker's quote book. It says this: the spectacle of a nation praying is more awe-inspiring than the explosion of an atomic bomb. The force of prayer is greater than any possible combination of man-made or man-controlled powers, because prayer is man's greatest means of tapping the infinite resources of God. Invoking by prayer the mercy and might of God is our most efficacious means of guaranteeing peace and security for the harassed and helpless people of the earth. This was said by J. Edgar Hoover. Prayer is powerful. Prayer to God causes the miracle working power of God to go into effect. Say it with me. Prayer causes the miracle working power of God to go into effect in my life. Because prayer is an expression of my faith in a big God. Is that good news here tonight? All right, let's look at Mark chapter 1 concerning the life of Jesus. Mark chapter 1. It says this, verse 35, Mark 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Early in the morning, he went to a private place where he prayed. Verse 36, it says, Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied in verse 38, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. I could imagine Jesus, according to Mark 1:35, maybe early in the morning praying to God, "God, I love you. God, my trust is in you. My dependence is upon you. God, I thank you that you anoint me today to go about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil, God, because you are with me." Jesus may have prayed that. And then it says he went out, he preached in their synagogues, and he did what? He drove out what? He drove out demons from the demon-possessed. The miracle-working power of God went into effect in the life of Jesus. Why? Because he did what first? He did what? He prayed. It was his verbal expression to God that, "God the Father, I've got trust, I've got faith, my dependence is upon you." Jesus was keenly aware of his need for God the Father. And by prayer, every day you become keenly aware of your need for God the Father and his intervention in your life. And friends, guess what? I'm preaching to myself here tonight. Because I can use prayer. I can pray more. You know, and it applies to all of us here tonight. So he drove out demons in Mark 1:39. And then in verse 40 of Mark chapter 1, it says, "A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.' Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be clean.' Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured." Why was Jesus able to heal the leper of this leprosy miraculously? Why was the miracle working power of God evident in the life of the Son, Jesus Christ? Because he did what early in the morning? He prayed. He cried out to God. He communicated to God the Father. He was showing God by his verbal prayers that he was fully dependent upon him, that he had strong faith in him. And when you show God that you've got faith in him and you honor God with your faith, guess what? God will then honor your faith. And that's exactly what God the Father did for Jesus. Jesus, by his prayer, showed God the Father that he had faith in him. And God honored that faith and wrought miracles through the hands of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Is that making sense here tonight? Yeah. Say it with me again. Prayer,
prayer.
Is evidence.
Yeah. Is
showing God,
that
I've got strong faith,
in
him,
in
to miraculously intervene,
in
my life,
and
in the lives,
of others.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. So friends, if you're wanting to see the miracle-working power of God in your life, start crying out to God, start praying to God, start communicating your need to God. Say, "God, what are you wanting me to do? God, I've got faith in you. God, I've got trust in you. God, is there something that you're wanting me to adjust in my life to see your miracle-working intervention become evident in me?" John chapter 11. Another miracle. John chapter 11. Scripture is full of it. Full of the miracles based on prayer. John chapter 11. Verse 38. Lazarus had died and he was dead for 4 days. John 11 verse 38. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Verse 42 of John 11. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe you sent me. When Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, what was he doing? He was praying. And this prayer to God the Father in the heavens was Jesus' expression of his faith, his trust in God the Father to do the impossible. Verse 43, when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Is that making sense here tonight? A lot of people talk about faith and say, you know, I've got faith in God. I believe that God can do this in my life. He can provide more finances. He can provide me a better job. He can remove this sickness. He can restore this broken relationship in my life. And God can do it. And you can talk about your faith in God. But what about starting to evidence in a real way to God your faith, your dependence, and your trust in Him by your prayers? Is that making sense? You can talk about faith all day long, and you can talk to other people about how much faith and trust you've got in God. But start showing God directly how much faith you've got in Him. And how do you do that? By keeping your life in open communication with Him through prayer. You could be digging ditches, and you could be praying to God. You could be buying an item at Quick Trip, and you could be praying to God. You could be on the food line here, and you could be praying to God. Paul writes, pray without ceasing. Keep your life in open communication with the Almighty God. Let me say it again. If prayer is a verbal expression of your faith, and faith honors God, Hebrews 11, 6, then what? Then God will honor your faith with the miracle you're needing most, just as He honored Jesus' prayers of faith. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. How God anointed Jesus, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Why was God so strong with Jesus? Why was God so strong with Jesus that everywhere Jesus went, he did miracles, he raised the dead, he delivered the demon possessed? Because he prayed. Because he got up early in the morning, Mark 1:35, he went to a solitary place and he prayed to God the Father, showing his faith, his trust, his dependence upon him. What is faith? Faith is knowing that you know deep down on the inside that God could do it for you. That the God who did miracles back in the Old Testament, that the God who did miracles 2,000 years ago in New Testament times is the same God who never changes and is the God who can do it for you. That's what faith is. It's a knowing that you know deep down on the inside that God will not fail you. That God has got your back. And by praying to this God, you're showing him, you're communicating to him, you're assuring him, if you would, that you've got this strong faith in him. And he will, I guarantee it, he will honor that faith. Is that good news here tonight? Are you needing a financial miracle from the Almighty God? You got bills you can't pay? You need more money? Do you need a better job, more pay per hour? Like I said, are you needing restoration of that broken relationship? Do you need to be healed in your emotions? Are you going about day after day depressed and so low that you can do a push-up under a penny? Can't get up out of bed, you don't want to see people, you don't want to eat? Are you depressed in your emotions? Is somebody that you love sick? I encourage you, friends, just don't think about faith and intellectualize about faith. Start praying to God and verbalizing your faith to Him. Amen?
Amen.
Is that good news here tonight?
Yeah.